Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Thanks for choosing this free Anfield Index podcast. If you'd prefer to listen to this or any of our other shows without adverts, then now's the time to check out Anfield Index Pro. With AI Pro, you can supercharge your entire listening experience. You'll not only get all of our podcasts without the ads, but you'll have them far faster with our quick publish feature available exclusively for subscribers. AI Pro also puts you in the heart of our sound studio, with an option to listen to many of our shows live and interact with the podcasters in real time as the shows are recording. Upgrading couldn't be easier. AI Pro is available on all popular podcast platforms, and we have our own apps for Apple and Android. Just head on over to AnfieldIndexPro.com and get started today.
Hello and welcome to Daily Red, your lunchtime catch-up on all things Liverpool FC. On a Thursday ahead of the weekend where Liverpool play their final game in the 2021-22 season, going into the weekend with an opportunity to potentially win the Premier League title if Aston Villa can go to the Etihad and take something from City. A win, a draw, either will do. As long as Liverpool do the business at home to Wolves, Liverpool would then be crowned champions and complete a domestic treble. Only one team has ever completed the domestic treble before. That was Manchester City back in 2019. But the difference this year is that if Liverpool do it, they still have the Champions League final to come. And that final is obviously next weekend against Real Madrid. That's where the focus really should be, because the likelihood of Villa taking something from City is minimal. Villa aren't very good. City are very good. It would be a monumental choke job by City if they were to throw the title away from here. And that's how we have to look at this, because there's no point going into this weekend expecting to win the title and then ending up disappointed. The title is City's to lose. It's not ours to win. And regardless of what happens, it needs to be remembered that no English team has ever gotten this far into a season while maintaining the hopes of a quadruple. No English team has ever hit that final game of a Premier League season with the opportunity to complete a treble and have a Champions League final next week. May 1st was the longest anyone had ever carried a quadruple hope. We're 19 days past that. What this team has done this season is historic and should be remembered as such. In all likelihood, this Liverpool team will finish with more than 90 points. It's been pointed out that Manchester United won about half of their Premier League titles under Sir Alex Ferguson with less points than that. It's worth remembering that we've won more games than City this season, that we've lost less games than City this season, that we've scored more goals than City this season, that we've conceded less goals than City this season. When you take into account all competitions, we have, without question, been the best team in English football this season. And frankly, I don't think it's a particularly strong case for City, even if they win the league. People always tell you, oh, the league table doesn't lie. But it does, because nobody believes that Leicester City were the best team in England in 15-16. That Spurs team were substantially better. Arsenal were better. Leicester were just more consistent. But you look down the table this season. You look at Wolves in eighth and Leicester in ninth. Leicester are 3 points behind Wolves with a game in hand and better goal difference. And Wolves play us, so unlikely to take any more points. Whereas Leicester have winnable games. They play Chelsea off the heartbreak of an FA Cup final, a Chelsea team who've been diabolical at home this season. And then they get Southampton at home on the final day. And they only need to likely win one of them to finish above Wolves. Now, nobody who's watched those two teams this season could possibly make a claim that Leicester have been a better team than Wolves from August till now. Nobody. But they may well finish above them in the standings. The same thing is true of Newcastle and Crystal Palace. Now, Palace, hopefully, will finish above Newcastle. But as things stand, Newcastle are above Palace. Newcastle haven't been a better team than Palace across the course of the season. But yet, here we are. So the table does lie at times. It absolutely does. City were able to be more consistent than us in the first half of the season. And that's why they might win the league. And when people want to point to where and why Liverpool lost the title, it is those drop points in the first half of the season. While City racked up win after win. There's a reason they were 14 points ahead of us at one point. But what this team has done in the second half of the season to drag this to the final day, to put all the pressure on them, is miraculous. Genuinely miraculous. And to do it while continuing to have success in three other competitions is incredible. Now, since I've been away, Liverpool beat Aston Villa. Great result. Poor performance, but great result. They won the FA Cup final on penalties against Chelsea, repeat of the League Cup final. And they beat Southampton. And I thought in that Southampton game, Taki Minamino really proved that he's not just a decent squad player, he's a really good player. That's 10 goals for the season for Taki. And basically all of his goals this season have been important goals. There's no stat padding with Taki. Big goals in the FA Cup, big goals in the League Cup, big goals in the league. 10 goals and one assist in just over 1,000 minutes this season. 3 goals in the league in only 176 minutes. He's played less than 2 full games, and yet he's got 3 goals. He was vital to us getting to the League Cup and FA Cup final. I don't know that anybody has a better 8th attacker or 7th attacker, he's probably, than Taki Minamino. Anybody. You know we've got a great starting three in Salah, Mane and Diaz. Diaz, by the way, potentially signing of the season. If it's not him, it's Konate. We know we've got quality backups in Jota and Bobby. We know we've got our big game show up when it really matters type of guy in Divock. And then we've got Taki, who just pops up every now and then with these big goals when we need them. And he may well leave this summer. And if he does, we'll make a substantial profit on what we paid from, which was 7.25 million. He goes down as another excellent piece of business by the club. He'd start for quite a few Premier League clubs. But we have such incredible strength and depth that he's the 7th guy. And it's always nice when Joel Matip scores. It just is always nice, especially when it's a bizarre goal like that one against Southampton. Now, obviously, the debate is ongoing over, you know, is this season already a success? What if we were to lose the title and lose the Champions League final? Look, if you win two cups, that's a success. That is a good season. There can be no denying that is a good season. The club have announced they will have a parade, even if they don't win the league or Champions League. And I think that's the right decision because they've won two cups. And even if the worst happens and we finish second in the league and lose to Real Madrid, which we'll touch wood on, this season has been incredible. And what's really scary for other teams is that this team is only going to get better. Because Alisson's in his prime, he's not going anywhere. Trent is only going to get better. Konate will only get better. Virgil in year two after the ACL will be even better. Andy Robertson has had a bit of a hit and miss season. He can be better. We know we've got Joel, who's been excellent this season and has stayed fit, which has been massive. Joe Gomez still has room for development and growth, and he'll play more next year in year two after the injury, assuming he stays. Kostas is getting better and better. It looks like we'll finally address that backup right back spot. So that will be an improvement. In midfield, it's very, very likely there's going to be a big signing because that's the one area of this team, the starting 11, that really needs one big addition. And you put that with Fabinho and Thiago and Naby and Henderson and all of us and Curtis Jones and Harvey Elliott. And all of a sudden, the midfield will look right. As to be fair, it has many times this season. And then up front, I mean, it's very unlikely that Salah continues to struggle in front of goal. Diaz, with a full pre-season, more time in the system, likely to take off at an even higher level. And remember as well, no World Cup next year for Salah or Diaz. So not only do they both get pre-season this year, they'll get a pre-season again in December. They'll get a break and then they'll get a pre-season. So they're going to be, I think, sensational next year. We'll wait and see what happens with Sadio. He's had a very, very good season this season. If he stays, I assume he'll continue on in the same vein, playing as that number nine. Jota will catch form again. Bobby can carry on being Bobby. If he stays, I think Taki can play a role next season as well, a bigger role than he has this season. And there may well be an addition in attack as well. If Sadio goes, there'll definitely be an addition, but there could be two. So this team is only going to get better. There's players in this team that are in their peak years and will carry on the same level. And there's players who are young, elite talents and only going to get better. Remember, next season, Curtis is a year older. You'd expect a bit more from him. Harvey Elliott back properly from the ankle injury. You'd expect that he'll continue his development. Kate Gordon could be a factor next season as well. Tyler Morton would be an extra year older. So potentially in the cups, he could be a valuable player. The only players in the squad who are likely to continue to decline would be Henderson and Milner. Milner's potentially gone anyway, because despite some talk about a new contract, there hasn't really been anything of note to that. So this team is going nowhere. This team is only going to get better, and that should be terrifying for the rest of the league when we've done what we've done this season. And we may well add some real quality in the summer as well. And we're not likely, unless Sadio goes. I mean, look, Sadio could go. Bobby could potentially go. Mo could potentially go. Now, I think Mo's contract gets done. I've said that all along. I think Bobby stays because I think he'll take a short-term deal. And I think we can just run him into the ground. Gomez could go. Kostas could go. But as Gags pointed out, the other day when I was talking to him about it. Have you ever seen anyone that looks happier with their life than Costas? So unless it's a big offer, I think he stays. I think Gomez is questionable, but his injuries might put some teams off. And we'll want big money, so he might end up staying. So Sadio potentially is the most likely big name top player to go, but even he may stay. So the only players we'd be losing are Divock, who's obviously had huge moments for us, but is the sixth striker. Ox, who's the eighth midfielder, and Milner. I mean, we'll be fine. We'll be absolutely fine if they're the only three that leave, plus Nico and Nat and, you know, whatever other bits of flotsam and jetsam that are floating around. But we're going to be in really good shape again next season. And we still have so much to look forward to for this season. It's exciting, folks. It really is. You should be excited. Lean into it. Drink it in, as they say. And I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
We hope you enjoyed listening to this Anfield Index show. Please be sure to subscribe to our channel so future podcasts find their way to your device automatically. There's nothing quite like fan engagement, and we'd love to know what you think of anything discussed on this show. The best way to get in touch is over on our free Discord community, where both podcasters and listeners debate the hottest LFC topics 24/7. Sign up free now at anfieldindex.com/discord. You won't regret it. You can also follow us on Twitter at Anfield Index and find us on Facebook by searching for Anfield Index. Oh, and before you go, we'd love it if you could leave us a 5-star review on your favourite podcast app. It only takes a couple of seconds, and it means the world to the people who create these free shows.
Sports Social Podcast Network.